High School Trouble. You have to learn programming and learn how to build tiny companies. We don't know exactly what happened with schools, and no one really aimed to betray you, but you are being tricked into an ineffective and thus useless education. And if you just keep following the directions that you are given, you will spend the rest of your life in 9-to-5 poverty and regret. The politicians are wrong. Your teachers are wrong. Your parents have no idea what's going on. And your guidance counselor is always wrong. He may not even perceive you as a human being, but an obstacle to the end of his day. Narrated books written by great beings, books loved by all the world's intellectuals, are, however, the correct direction. You can see how the world's intellectuals love to debate, but never hate or battle. They know which side is wrong. They always do. And they do pull each other up with profound wisdom and greatness, so that the next debate they meet at a higher level. The intellectuals are the best of humanity, and they are its future and peace. And you are not to work yourself into madness, but to grow all the way up until you too become a great being, so that you can help others rise too, so that we can get to the future without any more pointless wars and stupid errors. There is little evidence of schools failing. The teachers grade themselves with your collective GPA, and state tests just test state textbooks, which are optimized for memorization, for cramming, to show great progress. If you are lucky, you may catch on to some anomalies, like principals giving preferential treatment to students marked as gifted. Now, there is no such thing as a gifted student, but some people do learn some interesting things on their own. And some principals get a glimpse of how pretty or unique or precious that is. And they try to save it because they know schools can only erase, they can only destroy, betray, sell out, and standardize. Schools never give, they always take. If someone already has something, some principals on the brink of unraveling will try to save it in hopes of saving their own self-respect, in hopes of some kind of forgiveness for what they have done to everyone else. Aside from most parents having received the same kind of education that you are now going through, and never really becoming educated because of school, sans some half-memorized formulas, and thus having earned whatever education they do have on their own, in their own sequence, and at their own pace, there is one little piece of evidence that schools are giving you fake education. You catch it when you start learning programming and discover that Everything there adds up and makes sense. The reason it adds up is because learning programming is almost always self-directed. So every step adds meaningful information to your existing body of knowledge. It will be impossible to believe this, but high school is just theater for adults, where if everyone goes through the motions, everyone gets paid. And yes, including you, the promise of eventually getting paid after you get your useless diploma. So when you cram before a test, you become a puppet in a theatrical play. You help the teachers earn a fraudulent check. You help them sell you out. You help them sell the world out. Theatrical plays have no bearing on real life. Real life is far and separate from all this. In real life, when you learn, you always learn for real. And with every new lesson, you rise higher, become more brilliant and more magnificent. With ineffective education, you rise maybe a step or two. And then, because of reality, you lose your youth, your dreams, and the sense of being a complete you. In real life, you grow in wisdom, in unbreakability to stand up to whatever life throws at you. In real life, you have a blinding sense of humor that obscures your colossal momentum, and you become a shining beacon to those who matter to you in life. You are one with the oceans and the stars. You are part of the universe. In fake life, your doctor eventually tells you, "I have a pill for everything." And the betrayal is complete. In real life, you feel the sun on your back as you are bending over to clean off the seeds from your hiking boots, so that you don't unnecessarily endanger the ecosystem that you are about to enter. And you stand there, transfixed by a new kind of green and by the most cheerful chipmunks. You take one programming book with you at a time, and instead of learning from it, you shake your head at all the things the author has missed, all the profound opportunities that would turn a coder into a wizard. The best of your side project ideas are not even written down because they keep coming back to you. Because what marks an idea as best is that it is so freaking necessary that it is always returning to you. Your journal is not a storyline. It is a cybernetic enhancement. It uses graphite and some cellulose fibers to help you extend your trains of thought to their very end. The resulting diagrams are unreadable after a short moment, but the impact on your mind is profound. By the time you start launching your businesses, you have done it tens of thousands of times with your pencil on paper. All the years between your first ineffective class, all the way out to the moment you realize that you have been completely betrayed, will be the cause of obesity, regret, anger, endless confusion over medication, a midlife crisis, premature aging, and an aching, aching body. And for some, the very unlucky, a series of tragedies that could have been avoided had they received a real education. And though you will tell yourself that it was all worth it, and call it life, in your constant unbroken brilliance, you will know that this was just one of the lives that you could have lived. Begin connecting to your elder self and asking her what her regrets are. There's already a universe of wisdom within you, but the really big stuff, the modern, advanced stuff, is in all the narrated books that are loved by all the world's intellectuals. Those are the life-changing works that help a person rise to become a great and unbreakable and beautiful being. From this height, you will see the full picture. How all the dots that are meant to connect are incomplete. Some of them are hollow on the inside. We are each a different and unique mind. We are each moved and offended by different things. Let me give you some examples, and maybe one of them will reach you. When I came to America, I wanted to become a judge, a district judge down on the Chambers Street, to keep the bad apart from the good. But as I grew, the bad turned out to be just broken kids, wound up like spinning tops, little robotic machines, perfectly unaware and already punished by having their minds disabled. They will die to prove to you that they are complete, but they are not. Not until they are up there on the stage arguing with all the world's highest intellectuals. They are in need of education, therapy, love, and deprogramming like addicts. Punishment only damages their minds further. Prison only makes things worse. On my jury duty, I watched the judge misinterpreting reality. He was as disconnected as the man with a little kid mind who stole a car. One book friend writes, "How in the hell could a man enjoy being awakened at 8:30 a.m. by an alarm clock, leap out of bed, dress, force feed, shit, piss, brush teeth and hair, and fight traffic to get to a place where essentially you made lots of money for somebody else and were asked to be grateful for the opportunity to do so?" Another book friend said that we were born of risen apes, not fallen angels. And the apes were armed killers besides. And so, what shall we wonder at? Our murders and massacres and missiles, and our irreconcilable regiment, or our treaties, whatever they may be worth, our symphonies, however seldom they may be played, our peaceful acres, however frequently they may be converted into battlefields. Our dreams, however rarely they may be accomplished. The miracle of man is not how far he has sunk, but how magnificently he has risen. We are known amongst the stars by our poems, not our corpses. And another friend wrote, I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not, when I came to die, discovered that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms. Another wrote, what if a demon were to creep after you one night in your loneliest loneliness and say,
this life which you live must be lived by you once again and innumerable times more, and every pain and joy and thought and sigh must come again to you, all in this same sequence. The eternal hourglass will again and again be turned, and you with it, speck of dust.
Would you throw yourself down and gnash your teeth and curse that demon? Or would you answer, never have I heard anything more divine? And another, a poet. Cosmos, who includes diversity and his nature, who is the amplitude of the earth and the coarseness and sexuality of the earth and the great charity of the earth and the equilibrium also, who has not looked forth from the windows the eyes for nothing, or whose brain held audience with messengers for nothing, who contains believers and disbelievers, who is the most majestic lover, who holds duly his or her triune proportion of realism, spiritualism, and of the aesthetic or intellectual, who, having considered the body, finds all its organs and parts good, who out of the theory of the earth and of his or her body understands by subtle analogies all other theories. The theory of a city, a poem, and of the large politics of these states. Who believes not only in our globe with its sun and moon, but in other globes with their suns and moons. Who, constructing the house of himself or herself, not for a day, but for all time, sees races, eras, dates, generations, the past, the future, dwelling there, like space, inseparable together. Please understand that programming and launching small businesses is not an island that some people get to. It is just the modern hammer and the nails that you keep in a drawer in your kitchen for when you need to repair something. And here, programming helps you repair poverty. Fake or ineffective education is stealing your ability to use tools and rise out of poverty. No one really intended for things to be this way. Yes men and dreamers and inventors and people that wanted to prove that they are working for their paycheck just collectively made lies look real. Please, start with p5.js. Move onto Svelte and then node.js and begin keeping a backpack by the door. Slowly start filling it up with what you may need in all your adventures ahead of you. And get bug spray and mosquito repellent sticks. And never, ever do what you are told, because it's easier when you are not being yelled at, when you are not being punished or threatened with being held back. Your stay here down on Earth is unfortunately limited. To make your way towards your own meaning, you have to begin rising profound book by profound book until you grow all the way up and become a great being. You will discover everything you will ever need on your way there.